friends. Lindsay Perry here, and we are thrilled that you're joining us for our Beyond the Woods podcast. This season is all about your story and how you found success. Throughout this season, you will hear from your Beyond family on how they found success and how you can take a page right out of their guide. In this episode, we will be learning from Mark Thacker, and we're going to be hearing a little more about what length Beyond goes to secure our systems and how that impacts them and our business owners. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you, Lindsay?
Doing really well. It's nice to see you virtually, of course.
I know. I miss all of our Beyond family so much, and it's good to see someone again in the Louisville office.
Yeah. It's, you know, every day my team joins by video, and it's just so nice to see their faces, but I can't wait to see actually people in person again.
Yes, it absolutely will. Harvey and I were spoiled for a while there. We were getting to make our way up to Louisville to do these podcasts and, you know, to do some different things like that. So we were getting to see our friends kind of frequently, and then boom, there you go. No more. We're just hoping that they'll connect with the video so that we can see their smile and at least connect that way. So again, thank you so much for taking time out of your incredibly busy day to sit here with Harvey and I and join us and all of our listeners. Because security is something that I think we all kind of think that we know a little about, but we need to learn a lot more about it and really how security here at Beyond can differentiate us out in the marketplace. So we really appreciate you taking time to join us.
But yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Now, before we get into security, how about let's pause and just make sure that everybody here knows who you are and what it is that you do here at Beyond and how the security thing fits in with what you're doing every day.
I'm the Chief Information Security Officer at Beyond. And that role is the person who's accountable for all of the, you know, security aspects of the company, a lot of the compliance aspects of the company, internal audit, things like that. So I think a lot of times whenever people think about security, they think of, you know, hackers and technical things, right? Or they think of physical security, but there's a lot of compliance discussions and there's a lot of privacy discussions. There's a lot of legal discussions. And so I'm constantly interacting with our great legal team here at Beyond, as well as all of the technical things that you would think about, from network security, server security, application security, and all of those great things.
That's awesome, Mark. Did you start off as a chief, or did you work your way up there?
So going way back, I started as a developer, and then I got into application security kind of by accident. I think a lot of people ended up in the security field that way, but I just loved it. And so, you know, I worked in Fortune 50 healthcare for a while doing application security. Then I went to Heartland Payment Systems doing application security for Brian Blankenship and John South, and really enjoyed working for Bob Carr, as we all do. And, you know, I was just really... Before I started with Heartland, I was really enamored with how Bob handled the security issue at Heartland. John South is a legend to anybody in the security community. So I was super excited to, you know, to join there. And I was a director for application security and security architecture there for a while. And then when I came here, I wanted to kind of dust off my technical skills a little bit more. So I came on as a security architect. And so that's more designing security systems and helping consult on other systems to make sure they're designed securely. But I think it was about a year and a half ago that I stepped into the C-level role.
That's really cool. And congratulations on that. And I know from our conversations that we've had previous to, you know, meeting today for the podcast, you shared that, you know, your journey to where you are today was kind of bumpy, and that you were met often with, you know, your leaders or the people that you were applying to work for telling you, hey, Mark, that sounds great, but and more one word or another, they were telling you were a little too young, that they didn't think you were quite ready for the position you were applying for. Would you mind kind of sharing a little bit about that story and how you overcame that obstacle to get into the position you're in today?
A lot of that came when I was working in healthcare, which is a much more traditional business a lot of times, especially this particular one. It was kind of an interesting situation. My direct manager was very supportive of me, and despite my young age. And there was a large process re-engineering effort going on at this company, and that included the software development lifecycle. And that's the process by which you develop code and develop applications. And because we were application security, we had a very big seat at that table, right? And there was a couple of other folks on that team, and the most senior person on the team didn't really see eye to eye so much with my direct manager. And at about the same time, my direct manager had to leave the country for 2 months. And so this was kind of an interesting time, because he had to decide, do I leave the person that I'm kind of at odds with in charge of this process re-engineering, or do I leave it in charge with a 23-year-old kid that's an analyst that just started about a year ago? And that was me. And so he ended up actually going with me, leaving me in charge of that process. And talk about a starry-eyed kid. I was in boardrooms with directors and vice presidents that had hundreds of direct reports. It was intimidating, but it was inspiring all at the same time. And to their credit, they really kind of adopted me and was, you know, were like, yeah, we're going to accept him into this group. So I led up that, you know, process change for a 4,000 member development community at the age of 23. That included a lot of, you know, presentations to hundreds of people at the top of the corporate tower. It's just it was a really inspiring place to be, because it was number one, the corporate tower is a beautiful building. It's just these soaring granite columns and marble floors, and you know, you saw C-levels walking around with entourages and security details and things like that. I mean, it was a very buttoned up kind of place. And you know, here I am, you know, just barely getting started in my career as a security guy, and I'm, you know, telling all these folks, you know, what I think we should be doing from a process perspective. And so that all went really well for, you know, the folks that I was working with in the development community, but that it just started kind of changing the team dynamic where I was working, to where essentially I was becoming the frontline manager for the folks on my wow. team, even though they were all several years my senior. As that kind of, you know, that was like one of the biggest highs of my professional life. But unfortunately, the kind of cognitive dissonance between my age and the folks around me didn't really lead to where I was hoping from, a salary perspective and things like that. We started a re-engineering effort, or excuse me, a reorganization effort. And everybody on my team just expected me to be our leader. And I spoke with the folks farther up the food chain from me, and they literally told me, you need more time in the saddle. We can't do that. That's a political, you know, that's political suicide, to put somebody your age into a managerial position. And, you know, despite the accolades and despite the performance. So that kind of was discouraging, obviously. And
I can definitely see that being discouraging.
Yeah. And that's what got me looking elsewhere. And then I found a position at Heartland, and John South is legend of the CISO, and he's a visionary of the CISO, and he's also a professor. So he's used to younger folks interacting with him, and he doesn't have a problem, you know, trusting them. And so when I told John South in his office, I said, I want to start an application security program for all of Heartland. He said, all right, do it. You know, tell me if you need any help.
And okay, real quick, before we get too far, in case if anyone else is wondering, what's a CISO?
Yeah, so Chief Information Security Officer, sometimes they're called Chief Security Officers, but that a lot of times is confusing with Chief Sales Officers. So a lot of times you, you know, put the I in there for a little bit of differentiation. But okay. You know, a CISO is just, you know, the head security guy for a company.
Awesome. All right, guys. So if you hear CISO, now we know what it means. So you had an opportunity to work with someone that in your world is a legend. You know, he was very well known. And luckily for you, he'd been working with people that were younger than him. He'd been in that collegiate environment. And so working with, you know, the 20-somethings was something that he was familiar with. And it sounds like it worked out pretty well, because not too long after, we end up getting you here at Beyond, and you've got that. Now you're joining our chief group, and you're one of our chiefs amongst a very impressive group of, you know, leadership, which is amazing. So what was that like, going from learning with John and then making your way into the chief seat that you have today?
Well, I mean, number one, it's just a tremendous honor. I mean, I've worked with most of those folks at Heartland, and seeing their leadership and knowing what they're capable of and how just incredibly intelligent and thoughtful, I think is the right word, they all are. To join that group is just, it's very humbling. And I'm just incredibly grateful to be a part of it.
Mark, I'm curious, did you know about the processing industry before joining Heartland?
I did tangentially because of Heartland's security breach, actually.
Really? So, okay. So yeah. you basically got wind of it. And I mean, I guess you already knew John before the breach.
I knew of John, but I did not know John, personally until I came to work for him. But you know, if you're a security guy, you've heard of Heartland. And because it's an example of how to do a breach right. If a breach can be done right, obviously
Bob Carr handled that with so much class and just exactly how you would hope someone would handle something as could be detrimental to the success of your business. You know,
the way
Bob sets a lot of examples.
Yeah, he really does. The way that he, you know, said, you know what, we're not only are we going to be super transparent about this, but we're also going to show you exactly how we're going to fix it. And we're going to take steps to improve the industry, even if it's not helping our bottom line. I mean, that was, to me, that was so moving, you know, and John spoke at length about why it's a good thing to join a company that's, you know, had a security breach in the past. And I said, John, you don't need to convince me. Bob Carr did enough convincing, you know, because I know that he did it right.
It's dawning on me that the fact that you had known about John and then heard about Heartland and then came to, you know, wanting to work for this crew of people. And I'm thinking to myself, imagining you sitting down with someone like John who you've looked up to and being able to say that, hey, I want to do this for applications, and him being like, yes. How did that make you feel?
Well, to begin with, when I actually got off the plane, that I was going to take a trip down to Plano just to pitch this to John. So I just got off the plane and I was going to have at least 2 hours to prep in the office. And whenever you walked through the elevator lobby, John's office was right there. And John saw me come in and he said, Mark, I've got time now. Why don't you just come straight in? And so I was like, oh no, you know, and I had prepped and prepped and prepped, but I still wanted that 2 hours to just go through my pitch one more time. And it was kind of a blessing though, because it just meant that was 2 hours that I didn't have to have tons of anxiety, because I still didn't know.
Yeah, no more worrying.
Yeah,
I just got nervous for you.
and John's, you know, John's an intimidating guy. When you get to know him on a personal level, he's one of the most amiable, you know, kind-hearted people on the planet. But when I had just, you know, maybe had a couple of conversations with him over the phone, and he's got this big personality. John South is John South, and he is he is himself 100% all the time, and I love it. But to somebody like me, that was intimidating. And when he was, he listened to maybe half of my proposal and just said, "Do it,
go awesome,
get it."
Yeah.
What a great feeling too. You go in there 2 hours earlier than you're planning and you didn't even have to go all the way through your presentation. He's like, done deal. Let's do this.
I actually That's had to really go into awesome. A conference room after that and jump up and down. And like, cause I was so excited.
Called all your friends. You were like, this is real. This just happened, guys. I'm kind of a big deal. Just wanted you to know.
I definitely called my wife. Yeah. And that was a pretty great moment.
Yeah, well, it definitely confirms where you are today in the seat that you're in to know that someone like John South is, as well known as he is looking at you and going, yes, this guy has good ideas. Let's make this happen for him. To now where you are today at Beyond and knowing that makes me feel really good. Mm-hmm. And makes me feel like I know that we've got the right person for the job here for this CISO position.
Thank you.
CISO, you taught us something new. Harvey and I get to say that, and we get to feel like we're a little cooler now because we've got some like insider lingo.
CISO.
Now, I'm super curious here, Mark, because I love documentaries. I love watching, you know, things. Right now, I'm obsessed with a new one, but recently I watched one called The Great Hack. And it started talking, and I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Guys, don't look that up. It was on Netflix, though, has the word hack in it, and it was really cool. But Mark, what really resonated with me as someone who lives in Oklahoma, you know, oil is often seen as Oklahoma's lifeblood. And in a lot of ways, it's our main economy here in Oklahoma. And so when oil takes a hit, Oklahoma takes a hit. When I was watching that documentary, it started talking about how in 2017, data had surpassed the value of oil. So the data that you and your team are protecting beyond our clients, all of us, you're protecting us from the masses out there, has become the most valuable resource on Earth. Could you give us a little insight into why you think security is one of Beyond's promises and how we as sales reps that are out there meeting clients, what could we let them know so that they know we're secure and we're safe without giving away any of our secrets?
Yeah. So, I mean, great question. I think data is the lifeblood of basically any organization right now. Surely we see that play out in a lot of privacy legislation, a lot of the concerns that people have around social media, how their data is being used, things like that. And then you look at the black market where data is monetized for malicious purposes, for identity theft and fraud and things like that. And I think for myself and a lot of people on the security team, we think about it in terms of our own families. We think about what can we do to protect the data that is so precious to us, to our families, our friends? I think a lot of us have probably been through a situation where we've had some sort of fraud on one of our accounts, or maybe we were a part of the target breach and we had to get a new credit card, right? Get a new number and things like that. It's easy to internalize the problem and how critical it is that we solve it. And so it's one of those things that gets me out of bed in the morning. And I mean, that's cliche, but I really do mean that, because what I do matters, you know, every day, and every moment counts. If I'm helping to protect somebody's data, that's not just helping Beyond, that's helping society. Because
so much bigger.
Yeah. Because once that element of data is out there, you know, that cascades, that has cascading impacts. If somebody's information is stolen, then that can impact banking, that can impact their livelihood down the road, their credit, things like that. So if we stop something before it gets too far out of hand, then we have stopped a domino effect of problems in the future for that individual and for society at large. And so that's the way that we look at it, is it's of that critical importance to us. And that's why Beyond invests so heavily in security, because it's not just a security team thing. That is everybody at the board level, all of the senior leaders at this company. I've worked at places before where people didn't realize the value of security. And it's kind of like, you security guys, all right, we'll put enough, you know, money in this and investment.
You're there to put roadblocks up for me anyway. That's what security guys are for.
That was the idea, right? And, you know, we'll do enough to check a box and be compliant and get our nice little certificate or whatever, but it doesn't mean anything to me personally, right? And that is the difference at Beyond, because everybody here gets it. Everybody understands it at a personal level. And so the investment of time and energy and money, it comes from that place, right? And we have a very skilled, large security team as a result. And we have a lot of great technologies and practices and processes that make Beyond a really great, you know, security narrative to tell. I'm really excited to Because Beyond started from kind of a clean slate, we're able to take advantage of a lot of the latest practices, the latest and greatest security features, capabilities out there, and do so in a way that makes life a lot easier than it would have been in the past if, with that same level of security control. So Harvey, to your point, a lot of people see security as you're just the no person, right? You're just the person that's going to get in my way. And people think that there is this trade-off between security and usability. But I think that's a false choice. I think if security is done right and thought about from the beginning, security is just a measure of quality, just like performance and availability and usability, things like that. If you can think of those things from the beginning, then they just flow as integral to whatever solution you're discussing. But if you try to bolt them on at the end, then they become less effective and they become also a usability nightmare. So you know, one of the best parts about Beyond is we don't have all that baggage of legacy hardware and things like that. We can, you know, start, we can do things right from the beginning. And that helps a bunch.
I'm thinking to myself here about our looking at our Beyond promises and thinking about how there's two things that come to mind for me. A, the no arbitrary fees will be added. I can't tell you how many times I have seen notices from other processors who talk about, hey, we're going to have to increase rates to meet demands of security. Right? To make things more secure for you, we're going to have to charge you more money. And thinking about Beyond is a company that has a history in security and dealing with a lack of security. And never once has Beyond ever thought about the idea of, oh, we need to charge our customers more because we need to secure their data and add that as a new fee. So this idea of no arbitrary fees, and then also that security is a promise of ours, and that it's never going to cost you more money to be working with a company who's going to secure your data.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of goes back to that quality discussion, right? So I mentioned that security is a constituent of quality, right? It's something that when you buy a quality product or service, you expect that quality to be there as a part of it. You're not saying, I've got to add on all of these things. You're saying, I see that that's a quality service, and I know that the all the elements of quality are baked into that. And security is just one of those things. Security is just something that we offer because it's the right thing to do.
Ooh, I think we found the title for our podcast. Security, it's just the right thing to do.
I think you're right. Good job, Mark. You just titled this episode. Nicely done.
Awesome.
One of the things that I'm a little curious about, especially as I kind of look at this all through the lens of our sales squad and those individuals that are either physically out there or smiling and dialing and reaching out to, you know, potential clients, what do you wish that us as sales, what do you wish that we knew about security, and how do you think we could potentially share that information with someone that's a client that they might find valuable?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So one of my goals for this year and for years to come is to start enabling sales in the lens of security. I want sales to be able to speak to what we do internally from a security perspective, but not just that, from a privacy and a compliance perspective. We do a lot more than what we have to, right? We don't do the minimum necessary. We go out there and we do what's right. And there's a big difference between doing what's right and doing the minimum to get by. We don't just meet privacy regulations. We go beyond that. We try to find all of the sensitive data that's in the company and protect it to the best degree we can. We don't just say, all right, we're going to encrypt this data at the lowest acceptable level. No, we're going to find the best encryption that we can to protect that data and still make it usable and functional.
What I heard you say, Mark, is from the plug to the software, Beyond has been proactive in making sure that our security is top-notch. It is the best that it can be because we don't have anything legacy. We do have everything that's new and fresh and up to speed, up to date with the newest versions of everything on it. So you guys are able to keep us completely secure from how it's plugging into the wall, all the way to the software that we're actually using to interface with our computers, and we're secure all the way around. Is that right?
So anytime there's a dedicated attacker, that attacker can find a way in. There's right. No doubt about it, but there is no stone left unturned. There's nothing that haven't considered. Everything that we have put in place is as good as it can be and is well in excess of what the industry would consider best practice. We've considered everything that we can to make it as secure as possible.
Are you a strong sales professional? Now is your chance to make double commission on anything you sell. Beyond is hiring all over the country and doubling down on signing bonuses. With this unparalleled opportunity, you owe it to yourself and your family to check out careers.getbeyond.com today.
You know, I hear all the time from our BAs, they always want talk tracks. They want to be able to talk about things or know things that they can bring up, because a lot of our people are not security experts, which is okay. They don't need to be. But what would you say if you were walking in to have a conversation with a business owner and you want to talk about security? What are some things that BAs or yourself would talk about?
So I would definitely start with our compliance, because that's a huge part of our security program. And it's something that a lot of people are familiar with. PCI compliance is a big part of what my team does. And it's something that we don't just do when the auditors are here. We do it. You know, there's activities for that year round. So we are a level one service provider, and we are assessed annually by a very well-known third party audit firm. And they are a leader in audits and PCI that even folks like Microsoft and Amazon, they refer to them as defer to them as the industry leader in terms of PCI knowledge and things like that. So we didn't just go with just some random audit firm. We went with the audit firm, even the big players use.
We're not just hiring the cheap guys who will say, hey, let's just check off these boxes for Beyond. We're choosing the people who are going to go, no, you're doing this, this, and this, and you need to improve here before we can do it. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And I've talked with a lot of my peers in the industry, and a lot of times they go, oh my gosh, they made you do that? We didn't have to do half of that, you know? So there's a lot of extra attention paid, and there's a lot of really, you know, thoughtful consideration of the standards put forth by PCI Council and things like that. So we don't just check a box. I would also talk about our attention that we pay to privacy legislation. I think a lot of people, you know, when they think back to the European Union's GDPR privacy legislation, a lot of companies just kind of said, I'm just going to wait until the last second and see if anything actually comes of this, see if it actually impacts me. Now, we're not in the European Union, but there are a lot of states right now, especially the state of California, that have legislation either in practice right now or is being considered in their state houses that is very similar to GDPR. And a lot of companies have just said, you know what, I'm not going to do anything with this until I'm convinced that it gets across the finish line. And that's not the case with us. So as soon as that legislation was starting to be discussed in major news outlets, we pulled a team together that consisted of a privacy officer in our legal counsel, myself, several of my team members, folks from across operations. And we've done a lot to prepare for that, to make sure we know where all the sensitive information is at Beyond, make sure that we're protecting it, make sure that we're prepared. And that's something that not many places are doing. Yeah, something else to think about is the credentials of your security professionals. So over 80% of my team has an industry recognized certification, such as CISP, CISM, things like that, that are world recognized for being the paramount of, you know, security credentialing. And so not only are we a very experienced team of security professionals, but we have been, you know, vetted by third parties and certified as security professionals.
What a great peace of mind.
So I love things in three. The first thing is compliancy, right? So Beyond is actively having the best in the industry check to make sure that we are compliant in everything that we do to the most utmost stringency. It's not lax. It's not cheap. It's not just let's get this thing passed and so we can say this and check mark it off. It's the attention to privacy legislation. So it's this idea of Beyond is proactive in security. It's not we're waiting to see what happens. We are actively going, okay, what could be? Let's get there now. And then lastly, this idea of that we've got people who are credentialed in security who know what they're doing. So you can know that you have a security team that knows how to be secure and how to secure things by some of the best people in the industry. So that's really three takeaways for any BA out there listening. Those three things, I would love to be working with a company who's active like that and not waiting for something to happen to then make a change.
Our security is compliant. We make sure that not only is it compliant, we have the best of the best. Our people have their certifications, they're ready, they know what's going on, and we're proactive. We're not just waiting on somebody to get into our system. We're out there every day trying to figure out how we can better secure our data, secure our company, secure our clients, and keep everybody safe. And again, in a world where data is more valuable than oil, Mr. Thacker, we would like to thank you and your team for everything that you're doing for us here at Beyond. So I don't know if you guys can hear my round of applause. Maybe Harvey can edit one in here. But we really want to thank you for that because, team, this is huge. Now, that Beyond promise that talks about the security here at Beyond has a little more oomph to it for all of us listening because you truly have an insight into what we mean by that top-notch security and how Beyond really is going above and beyond to keep us secure as well as our clients. So, Mark, Harvey and I like to kind of close things out on a nice little fun note with kudos. Do you have any kudos that you'd like to share or shout out for anyone?
Yeah, well, just first of all, thank you so much for having me. And I really appreciate the applause there. It's genuinely a passion for me. This is something I love to do, no matter what. In terms of kudos, I would not be where I am today without my team. Brian Blankenship, Alex Potofsky, Christy Spence, Grant Algar, they are just some of the best. Yeah. And I just have to pinch myself sometimes, you know, because I've managed folks for a long time now. And to say that you're a manager and you know, everybody on your team is a rock star.
Mm.
You don't get that. That's a feeling. Yeah. And so I am so blessed to have them. And I am so thankful for their work, their leadership, their skills, their technical acumen. It's just incredible. And of course, I'd also love to thank Bob Carr and John South for believing in me, for supporting me, and just for being outstanding examples of executive leadership for me to follow. That's so invaluable. And I really can't say thank you enough.
I want to say thank you too to them for preparing you to put you in this position. So that way we could have another leader to be an example.
Could not agree more. Well, listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you learned a little more about how at Beyond, we're taking security seriously and we're doing it right. Have a fantastic day, my friends, and we hope to hear from you soon. Bye now.